ಮಣಿ ಪದ್ಮಯುಂ ಮಣಿ ಪದ್ಮಯುಂ ಮಣಿ ಪದ್ಮಯುಂ ಓಂ ಗ್ರೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಯು. I'm here only here briefly. We are here only briefly to welcome another here who wishes to give message here. Be back here shortly. This is Sananda. As you know, I come quite often to this group. As you are my charges, you are those ones that I am working with very diligently, very closely. That is not to say that I don't appear and be with many other groups, as I certainly do. But there is a calling. You have heard that calling. You each one are answering the mission that you have come here for. And the time is now, as we have been saying many times. You have heard it from many different sources, many different levels. Have given you this understanding that you are close, you are nearing the finish line. All of these different ways that it is being said, the dominoes are falling. And yes, the dominoes have begun to fall as you are beginning to witness. Even with the eyes, the three-dimensional eyes, for if one wishes to see and know that something is happening, they only need to open their eyes, open their ears, for it is there for all to witness. But it is only the beginning. There are many things yet to come. For this is an undertaking that has been in the works for a very long time. And you yourselves, as you are beginning to more and more understand, have been preparing for these times, for also a very long time, many, many lifetimes. For even in a seeming lifetime, where there is very little that occurs or seems to occur, even those times you were preparing for this. For this is a momentous occasion you are moving fast into. Momentous not only for those here on this planet, but momentous for those in the solar system, those in the galaxy, and those even in the very universe. All is being orchestrated, as you have heard. All is coming together. But it is you yourselves, those who understand and resonate with these words, it is you yourselves that are the ones to bring this all about. For we could not do it without you, and we cannot do it for you. You must be the ones that make the changes in consciousness. You must be the ones that move up in vibration as you are being taught how to do. You must be the ones that share with your neighbor when there is a need. For even though we could, we cannot do it for you. There is, as you know, the Prime Directive, called it in many different ways. But this does preclude us from directly interfering in your affairs. But yet, we interfere to a point, and we can assist to a point, and we have been assisting whenever and wherever we can. And because of this, you are still there. For if it were not for this, much would have happened already to have changed the course of history here. The times are upon you now. Do all that you can to prepare. Do all that is necessary to be in the present moment, so that when the moment comes, you are in a good place to receive the blessings as they arrive here. We are constantly watching over you, constantly aware of the changes that you are going through, both internally and externally. And we welcome those changes as all is coming to a conclusion. All is coming to culmination. And what has been spoken of before as a moving toward a crescendo, and you are about to experience that very crescendo. I am Sananda. All of my peace and love be with each of you. I am always with you, as is my cohort, Lady Nada, and all of those others that continue to mentor to you. Very soon now, we will find ourselves together. Peace and love.
Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you now to answer your questions, and depending on the questions, may also have a brief message to give as well here. Do you have questions now for one who serves? Minus the Shira. We do not have our cohort with us at this time. Do you have questions here?
I have a question, as we talked about maybe getting prepared for what could be a new currency or something that we could potentially use in the future instead of money. Would you think that focusing on getting maybe some gold would help? What's your thought on it?
As we see it, to this one who has asked this question, and to many who are also wondering about this very question, is to look at this from a different point of view. Look at it from a point of view of balance here. Look at it from a point of view of understanding how all is changing. And the ways that you know them now in your three-dimensional understanding is fast moving away, so that you have very little concern about the old ways or hanging on to the old ways here. for it is time to move on, is it not? Is it not time to move up into the higher vibrations, as we have been saying and you have been working toward for some time now? Isn't it not time to let go of the old ways, the old paradigm that holds you to this three-dimensional illusion? And yes, we are using that word again, because that is certainly what it is. At the 3D level, it is certainly an illusion. And you, as you continue to find yourself in that illusion and continue to worry, be in the survival mode in that illusion, then it holds you to it. So it is time now to move out of it, to go with the flow, as we have been saying many times in many different ways, in every way we can think of to give you this understanding, to let go. Let it go. Do not be concerned anymore. Yes, we have an understanding here that you are dealing with others here who do not have your acumen, your understanding here. They are still operating within the old ways. And to them, or for them, it is important for you to assist in any way you can, but not in a way to hold you back. So if you insist on finding ways of preparing yourself in the way of holding money, hoarding money, or finding various precious metals, gold and such, this is not anything to be concerned about in terms of to think it is anything bad or negative. It is what it is. If you wish, if it would make you feel better, if it would make those around you feel better, then certainly do it. But not to the point of holding you back, you see? Mm-hmm. Do you understand the difference here?
I do, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Is this sufficient for everyone here to understand this? For we know that there are many that are dealing with this particular subject. Anything else on this, or any other question?
I'm going to continue with this, just because the reason I came up with the question of the gold is, at one point through this group, we were concerned that everyone would actually go ahead and get the dong, and we were always asking for everybody to be prepared to get some dinar, as well as finding it, does it really resonate with each other's heart? And for me, it comes to the point that this is, you know, it wouldn't really hurt to actually get prepared, and the same as when we focused on getting the dong, to actually maybe looking into some gold. But this is a different avenue, and I understand not to get completely obsessed and they go with the flow. I totally understand that. So you clarify that point. But this is what I came up with it. It's something potentially, something that I feel that would help me personally to move forward, and maybe allowing me to let go of that physical dollar, that physical monetary system. I understand that you have just a piece of gold, as something that, whether it goes up in value or down in value, it's not money in terms of paper money. This is where I was coming from, really, originally.
Yes, and we would say here to you to do whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable here. Mm-hmm. If it makes you or those loved ones around you feel comfortable to have this something to hold on to, something solid to hold on to, then certainly that can be beneficial for those who would be working in this way. But again, we would caution you to not hold on to it, to not think of it in terms of long term. If anything, it is only but a short term here, something temporary, just a point where you are moving from one system to another system. And that is all you are doing. You are moving from the system that you know now, this system that has been created by the cabal, run by the cabal, controlled by the cabal. And yes, you are responsible for it as well in some respects. But in other respects, it is somewhat beyond your control, other than how you look at it. So if you can look at this entire system that you are in now as something of the past, something that is no longer working, and can assist others in coming to that understanding that it is the old paradigm and to let go of it and move on, because there is a whole new system ready to move into place. It is there. It is ready. It just needs to have the final go-ahead. And then once this system comes in, which is also temporary, then there will be the times when you will move in completely out of the need for this in terms of any kind of financial system whatsoever. But that is a little bit in the future. So just be in the present moment, do all that you can to be in that moment and to continue to raise your vibrations while you are in it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Any further questions here?
I have a question.
This is Charles.
Go ahead, Charles.
Yes, Charles.
Hi. Last week we talked about raising vibration and being in joy. There also seems to be another part of raising vibration, which is avoiding attachments. Do you have any guidance on how best to release attachments and expectations?
Yes. Attachments are also something that is a part of your three-dimensional understanding in this current paradigm. For it is from the time one is born into this illusion here, they've begun to become attached, do they not? They find attachment to their mother. They find attachment to food. They find attachment to drink and attachment to playing and all of these kinds of things. And the attachments continue on and on throughout one's life. But the idea of holding on to an attachment is to hold on to the old ways. And we are saying more and more to let go of all attachments, everything. That even means your children or your parents or whatever it might be. Now, that does not mean to stop loving them. It means to let go of the attachment to them. For even your children are their own beings. They have their own consciousness. They are not you, and you are not them, as to you are everyone, and everyone is you. It is not exclusive to you and your children, you see? It is all one. You are all one. We are all one. And the more everyone comes to understand that, that is the real golden rule, if you look, want to look at it this way. That is the one law, that we are all one. The law of one, you see? So it is time more and more to begin to think of it in this way. And the idea of holding on to anything of any kind of material nature, whether it be something physical in terms of money or an object, your technology, or even an animal or a child even, to hold on to them as being yours. That is an attachment. And that is something that will hold you back in moving on into the higher vibrations. For the more you hang on to these attachments, the less you can move upward into higher vibrations and therefore ascension. Does this answer your question, Charles?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes. Are there other questions here?
I have a question, and I just want to clear something up as I understand it. And I want to ask your assessment. As I understand it, the way that the world currencies work right now is they're in competition with each other.
so that one tries to outpace the other. The exchange rate is relevant because if you get the opportunity to exchange your money for a higher exchange rate, then you make a profit, etc. So my understanding is that once that idea of competition and profit is taken out of the picture, because we will be in a transitionary period where that doesn't matter anymore, then the currency that will replace what we have now is equal across the board. So there will be no profit or competition in terms of exchange rates. So therefore, if one holds a different currency from a different country, it has no profited exchange rate other than what you have now. Would you agree with that?
That is correct in the little bit longer term here. But in the short term, the very short term here, the idea of having these various currencies, and it is all part of the greater plan here. The plan where these currencies will be exchanged and there will be those who will have instant riches, if you wish to look at it in this way. And there will be those that will have various monies coming to them from the prosperity packages and the various Saint Germain Trust and all of these other things. And all of the other avenues that are going to be opened up that have not even been discussed yet. There are many ways of bringing this all in so that all have equal. It is all about balance, again. It is all about everyone on the planet becoming equal to everyone else. So then, yes, there will be no competition. There will be no prejudice. There will be no hatred or jealousy or any of these things, because these are all the older paradigm emotions and expressions. And you will be moving out of this. You, as the human race, will be moving out of this. Now, certainly not all will be doing that, because all will not be ready to do it. And this is where your mentorship comes in, that we have been talking to you about, where you are the ones that will be assisting many others to move across the ascension finish line, as you have moved across it. So it is all a part of the greater plan here to bring these changes about in a way that many can be able to handle these changes and not panic and have fear, because as they have panic and have fear, this only does to bring it about the continuance of the old illusion here and the old, if you want to look at it this way, as the feeding of the old ones here. And it is necessary to move out of this and take the fear away out of the equation entirely, so the old ones no longer have this feed here that they need, the energies that they need, you see? Mm-hmm. Does this answer your question?
I think so.
Is there further clarification needed? Well, we can go on and on here if you wish.
Well,
it is important here. This is a very important concept that many are struggling with here.
Well, I would say from my understanding that to attempt security is an attachment in itself.
Correct.
That's all I have.
Yes. But it is important to have the security initially to keep those from being in the survival mode that you have become accustomed to living under. And it is time now to move out of that need for survival and a movement more into a need to subsist, a need to have more in your life, have joy in your life. You see?
Yeah. Thank you.
Are there further questions here?
Yes, hi, it's Allison.
Yes.
Just as a follow-up to this topic, for me, it's about, I feel as though I'm fine with, giving up money. I'm fine with not having attachments. But I'm being practical in the short and longer term, and that I'm renovating my house so that I can actually have family and friends stay with me if they need to. But this whole transition and the support that I'm looking for is, how do I maintain my higher level of vibration while I'm also helping those in my life that are really 3D rooted make that transition with as little fear as possible? Because I know the people around me, when this happens, will become fearful, will become very stressed out. So how do I help those in my immediate circle make this transition, given the preparations I've made with my house, with, emotionally, physically? I'm ready for the change. I believe this is going to happen. But it's really those around me that think I'm crazy. Or, I'm thinking, I'm worried that they're clueless or they're not paying attention to this. So how do I, as a light worker, help those around me through this change?
Yes, and this is what this is all about, is bringing you all to a point where you can go about your mission. And the mission of the light workers is to be ready to assist when the time comes to bring those that are not quite of an awakening state as you are to understand what is happening, why it is happening, and what to do about it. And you yourselves will be in a position where you can assist those as to what to do about it. And the thing to do about it is to not be fearful. To not have fear, for that is the very thing that holds you to this illusion. When all fear is gone, when you have let go of all fear, what is left? There is nothing but love. And love is what takes you into the higher vibrations. The more you find love in your life and within you and all around you, that will move you in itself through the ascension process. No fear, only love. So as much as you can, you will let go of all of the attachments. And that even includes the attachments of your loved ones that you have there with you. If they wish to stay in the fear or in this 3D illusion, then they will remain there. And it is not for you to be personally attached to taking them out of it. You can assist them and do everything you can, but do not hold an attachment to it. That is the difference here. And that is where many people will have struggle here, because they will attach themselves to their loved ones and want to bring them across the finish line with them, and that just may not happen the way they are wanting it to. So we are preparing you for this. Now, that is not to say that if you have a spouse or anything of this nature or a child, that they will not be able to come with you. We are not saying that, and please do not even begin to think that way, because that will bring about fear for you. And that is exactly the opposite of what is being called for here. So as much as possible, do all you can to help others, because that is what this is all about, service to others, and find yourself assisting those who are ready to be assisted as much as you possibly can, but without holding yourself back for them. Do you understand the difference here?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, other questions here?
I have another question. This is Charles.
Yes.
I've discovered that when assisting others and they turn away, I've noticed that many times within my large extended family, although one may turn away, just having conversations about this in a family setting will affect another person. So it's kind of a domino effect. Is that the way is it seen as the way we assist?
Yes, as you assist one, that one will begin to assist another and another and another. This is the way the light is spread. And certainly you as the light workers will be the ones who will be sharing this light wherever and whenever you have the opportunity. Even now as you have the opportunity. But we can assure you that very shortly you will have more opportunity than you can possibly know what to do with. You will be needed to be in many different places at once, such as we are. Think about that one for a moment.
Yes, I've been hearing that one too. Thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here?
I feel that staying humble, working on humility, and understanding divine appointment versus attached to opinion and belief are more important here. So that in the event that we are required to assist others, it is with humility and divinity and divine appointment versus opinion and belief. Would you agree with that?
Yes, certainly, because the former is without attachment and the latter is with attachment. For if you are holding opinion and belief and judgments and all of this, this is holding you to the old ways. It is holding you to the old 3D paradigm here, and therefore an attachment. And as we have said, the attachments will hold you back. So more and more, this is why the Sugat Guru Aru said some time ago and has come back and repeated this, to let go of attachments and gain control of your thoughts. These two things will do wonders for you as you are moving into these new times. Now, looking at those two things is easier said than done, though, is it not? Control your thoughts. How can we possibly control our thoughts? But we can assure you, it is possible. You can do it, and you will do it. Mm. Let go of attachments. How can we let go of all of our attachments? There again, we can assure you, you can and you will. Mm. Now, will you be alone in doing this? No, you will have mentors that have been talked about here that will be assisting you. Directly, physically, with you. So all of this will take care of itself. As we say many times, have no fear. Let go of all of this. It is only holding you back. It is only part of your lower ego center, lower ego consciousness that is holding you here. And wants to continue to hold you here, because it does not want to let go. But you need to cajole it and move it along so that it is ready to let go. And to show that you as the higher consciousness, are in control here. And you can only do that by letting go of the various attachments in your life.
And aren't we replacing attachment for unification and oneness?
Yes. Yes. For once one becomes understanding of the complete oneness, how can there then be any kind of attachment to anyone or anything else? You see? For then there are no differences. And you might think that if there are no differences, that would be quite a boring world, would it not? But would it? Think about this. Think about if everyone had the same understanding as you. If everyone knew that they were you and you were them. Think what a world this would be. What a light you would be in at all times. Think about that. Any further questions here before we release channel?
I have one more question. I've been reading and following Corey Good's experience with the Blue Avians, and especially what the information he got from this person, Gonzalez, lately. My question to you is, in terms of what's happening with the planets and all the other star beings, are the Pleiadians and the Sirians and the Andromedans and these other Blue Avians, are all these beings communicating together? Or, because it seems for me, I'm lacking somewhat an understanding on what each of them are doing, and not quite understanding if these beings are actually communicating with each other.
Yes. We can tell you that they, all of those that you have mentioned and many more, are part of the greater whole and the greater plan here.
Mm-hmm.
And all of are coming together as part of the orchestration. Now, look at how an orchestration works, though. There are pockets of violinists, there are flutists, there are whatever the various instruments are, the horns of various natures, you see, and they are all working on their part, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
They all have their part to play in the greater symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the one that is the maestro, that is directing all of this. Well, you, my brothers and sisters, are the maestro. You are the ones that are helping to direct all of this, you being the collective consciousness of man, you see? And all are playing their parts. So the Pleiadians are playing their part, the Andromedans are playing their part, the Blue Avians are playing their part, the Arcturians and the Sirians, and so on and so on. And they all have their piece that they are adding here. Now, are they aware of each other? Yes, they are certainly aware of each other. But are they aware of the plans for each other? No, not directly. There is only the one that has the complete picture, and that, as you know it, is Prime Creator. And those that would administer directly to Prime Creator at that level, which is beyond the 3D understanding and scope of these types of discussions. But let it be understood that it is all being orchestrated, all is coming together, and all, as we have said, are playing their various parts and coming together with those parts. And it is all of the parts together, is it not, that needs to create the beautiful symphony?
Mm-hmm.
For if one is out of tune, what happens?
They all are.
Yes. We hope you understand this analogy here.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Anything further here?
The event of this, the beginning of this event, is there going to be something known, something heard, something said, a visual, or trumpets playing? I don't know. I'm trying to grasp onto the thinking of the beginning of this and what it will be seen or what we would know.
We can tell you that when it begins, truly begins, you will know it. There will be no question in your mind that this is it, that this is the times that have been spoken of, not only for the last years here, but for hundreds, even thousands of years in the preparation of this.
This is that time. This is it. These are the end times spoken of in the Bible. This is the time when the seventh trumpet is blowing. Has already blown. You see?
So I'm guessing that what you mean is it's not an external knowing, it's an internal knowing.
It is both. There will be both. You all have, if you look deeply within you, you all have the internal knowing already. That is already there. Otherwise, you would not be here listening to this crazy voice coming through this one. You see? So you already have the inner knowing.
Yeah.
Now it is time, very shortly, for the more external to begin to manifest. But the internal is already there. It is time for external now to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we have said many, many times, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, then you are becoming aware of what is occurring here. And you are becoming aware that the dominoes, as has been spoken of, are beginning to fall. Has the greatest domino fallen yet? No. But it is close. And we will use an analogy here as the dominoes. Look at it as the little dominoes falling, and they have been falling. And one hits the next one, and then something happens. And one hits the next one, and something happens, and so on, and so on. But the larger ones that are sitting there, ready to fall, have not yet. But if you take all of the little ones coming together and creating a larger domino, and then that domino hitting the first large domino, this will create the corresponding reaction that is needed to begin to have all of these fall. You see? Do you understand this analogy? Did this answer your question? Anything further here? Then we will...
Hi, it's Allison.
Yes,
so sorry.
One more question.
One quick question. It's regarding physical symptoms of ascension. Since Friday was the worst day, not having a temperature, but going through these episodes of freezing cold sensations to the point of teeth chattering. I'm wondering, is this a sign of a symptom of ascension, or is this something else that's going on? Because it's kind of bizarre. I haven't had it before, and I don't know what it is.
Yes, we can tell you as we are looking into this directly for you who has asked this question. There are indications to you that all is moving ahead for you. All is moving ahead in consciousness. And yes, it can be somewhat painful, or it can be uncomfortable at various times, but and find comfort in the fact that all across the planet are experiencing these things in various ways. All in their, at their particular nature at that moment, what they are needing to experience. But these are all indications that there are changes going on. For how could the cellular system within you change from a carbon base to a crystalline base without some kind of change going on? You see? So this is what is occurring. This is occurring in all that are understanding and resonating to these words. It is time. And you are experiencing these various changes because it is time. So allow for it. Go with it. Do not become concerned. Do not become fearful unless it becomes totally what you would call beyond acceptance here.
And then you would look at it in a little different way. But do not, and we repeat this, do not begin to bring in the medical profession, the allopathic medicine. For that is the old way, that is going away. Your ideas of doctors as they are now will be no longer. That is not to say that there will not be a need for health professionals. There certainly will be, for a time being, for temporary. But once the crystal healing chambers are introduced, all of that becomes not important anymore. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thanks so much. I have been just writing it out and meditating during the episodes. To kind of tune in without developing fear. So thank you very much for your feedback and encouragement.
Very good, very good. Then we
had a real quick question to follow up with what Allison said.
This is the
short term before crystal chambers. Does Reiki or crystal healing help alleviate some of these really extreme, uncomfortable symptoms?
Yes, as has been said many times from many different sources, these things that you mention are tools, various tools that can be used. But what we are speaking of, you will be moving into the ultimate tool, which will be consciousness itself. Because when you move into these crystalline chambers, they will be interacting with your consciousness. And it will be your consciousness that will create the changes within you. Just as it is your consciousness now that changes, makes the changes within you, you just do not necessarily know it. And you rely on those outside tools that are available to, in terms of pills and these types of nature to assist and to alleviate the discomfort in various ways. Okay? We are going to release channel now. Please, as you continue to move on in these times, find yourselves more and more and more letting go. We cannot emphasize this enough. Let go. Go with the flow. Do it. Do not just put lip service to it, but do it. Let things go. They are small compared to what is real. And they are only part of the illusion. So let go of the small things in life. And focus on the changes that are coming within you. And as they come within you, they will manifest outside of you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. Thank you.